clear about one thing. I think any allegation of voter fraud should be taken seriously and investigated. I believe in this case, a post-election audit should be conducted. And I believe complaints of election fraud need to be investigated, and if found, must be prosecuted under the law. The state law is clear that we do not have that authority, and other entities do. And I encourage those state officials to act and do what they can to preserve election integrity. But this board must respect the authority entrusted to it and follow the law as written. We must not attempt to exercise power we simply don't have. In this case, the law is absolutely clear. We have a clear legal duty to certify the result of the election as shown by the returns that were given to us. We cannot and should not go beyond that. As John Adams once said, we are a government of laws, not men. And this board needs to adhere to that principle here today. This board must do its part to uphold the rule of law and comply with our legal duty to certify this election. I will be supporting the motion.
Government of laws for November 24th.
We have officially gotten on a different train, haven't we, guys? Steve, we have switched trains in this process.
Yeah, we seem to have sidetracked the train to Crazy Town.
Yes, we have. It is there. It is still running and chugging and ready to go, but we are currently not on it. And that's I want to talk about why that is, why we're not on it today on this podcast, this episode. It is November 24th, and every day it feels like this monumental historic period. And I just feel really privileged to be like walking through it. Sure, it's nerve-wracking. It requires a lot of diligence and thought. But it's a privilege and an opportunity to be here in this moment. And when people, as Kamala Harris said in her convention speech, people will ask us what we did. And what we're doing is at Common Power and more generally for democracy is fighting for integrity, for honesty, for accuracy, for truth, for the will of the people.
You should hold on to that concept of truth for a minute, though, because, of course, everybody in this modern age has decided that they can have their own truths. And so I'm sure the other side is going to make claims. I looked at Newsmax this morning, but it seemed like just the steam, to continue my analogy of trains, it's just like the steam seems to have gone out of that train to Crazy Town. They're still holding on. They're still waving the flags. They're still holding the coal in their shovels, but they've just let the steam pressure come down a bit.
Yeah. So that guy who the clip is Aaron Van Lengeveld, or Van Lengeveld, who is one of the four state board canvassers in Michigan. And in the state of Michigan, those folks are bound by the law to certify vote tallies if those vote tallies have been certified by counties. So the counties do it first, and then the state folks, they don't get to like render opinions on whether those certifications should have occurred. If they occurred at the county level, then the state canvassers just have to certify. That's what he's talking about. This is what the law tells me my job to do is. And so he, as a Republican, one of two Republicans on this board out of four total, had a chance with the other Republican to potentially block that certification. The other Republican, who's a guy named Mike Schinkel, his wife has been one of the primary arguers of conspiracy and fraud in the state. Schinkel made very clear that he was prepared to vote against the motion to certify. So Lengeveld became the crucial vote because the Democrats were going to support it. And Langevin, just so reasoned, so thoughtful, so prepared, came ready to talk and to listen and to vote today. And that was his voice and his decision right there. This is one of those small moments in American history in the struggle for democracy that become crucial and become determinative. You know, you and I have had the chance to meet and sit with and learn from foot soldiers of the civil rights movement. This guy is a foot soldier for democracy right now. And so are all of we who are doing our work. So he with the other two Democrats voted to affirm the certification of votes. Schinkel eventually abstained. So it was a 3-0-1 vote. And Michigan certified. Pennsylvania also yesterday certified. So just to pick up on a couple things that we've been talking about. Yesterday, we had this burning down the house metaphor. They didn't burn down the house in Michigan, but it took a lot of effort on our part. I want to come back to that in a second. They didn't burn down the house. Then 2 days ago, we had the Crazy Town train, and we were playing some clips from Sidney Powell, one of the lawyers from the Trump administration or Trump campaign. And Powell has been since fired, I guess you'd say, or at least separated publicly from the campaign because of her ridiculous allegations, these QAnon kind of allegations. She's been separated. So it does seem like at this moment there has been a fork in the tracks. And there is still the Crazy Town train, but that Crazy Town train is essentially going into what we'll call kind of QAnon and Parler, the new online technology like Twitter, but it's really for conspiracy theorists. That train is going into the Parler and QAnon world, and the rest of our democracy is going down this other track, which is contested, volatile, but is also one where work and reason and democracy can prevail. And where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris now have been certified over the Electoral College vote needed for to become president and vice president, are moving forward in the transition, and Trump is definitively on his way out.
I always think of Art Bell, who was on nationwide radio at night, offering seriously, and to people who called in, serious conversations about number of conspiracies, but of course most of them having to do with how the aliens had invaded and were going to continue to invade the world. You know, Crazy Town has always been with us. The fringe theorists, or beyond the fringe theorists, have always been with us. They just haven't controlled the levers of power.
Yeah, it's good. Right. You're exactly right. When I've done a lecture series for the last couple of years around demagoguery in American life. And I talk about at the beginning of it, the demagogues have always been with us around religion, around race, and around kind of conspiracy theories generally. But that they've been put into these boxes. They've been essentially thrown outside of the mainstream. And that what has happened is Trump broke into the mainstream, brought the birther and all these other conspiracies along with him. And so they've gained, you know, mainstream attention. And that has been that is a very big part of what we've been wrestling against since Trump entered the mainstream political arena, given that foothold by the Republican Party. So I think that the battle over this democracy truth, getting off the Crazy Town train, has required a vigilance and an everydayness of engagement that has called us to more. For folks who have not lived in the civic space or the political space every day, it's called us to do more. It called me to move to more action. It's called many others to move to any action. It's called us to donate funds, our treasure. It's called us to do all kinds of things. And in Common Power, that's involved working in elections, but it's also involved our advocacy work, calling elected officials, telling them to stand up for counting the votes, to certify the votes, to not allow Trump's pressure to kind of carry the day. And we have been calling, emailing, and tweeting at elected officials around the country for the last couple of weeks, since Election Day, pushing for election integrity. And I believe that we're helping to contribute to this crazy town train going off into the distance, because the folks that we're pushing on are the ones, or some of the ones, that are now speaking out. It includes a Mike DeWine in Ohio, the governor there. It includes a Lisa Murkowski. It includes Mitt Romney. So these folks really have begun to speak out, and we've crossed this kind of threshold now. The certifications plus the speaking out have put us on this other train, and it's great. And I want to hammer the point, though, that it is because of our vigilance and our engagement that this is happening. It was the folks who stood up in Wayne County and spoke back about the original non-certification there. It is the folks who joined yesterday's Zoom call for the Michigan certification. 26,000 people on the Zoom call watching a board certification of ballots. And then there was a comment time and people spoke up. That's what it takes. Sherilyn Ifill, who is the daughter of the great journalist Gwen Ifill, is now, Sherilyn works for the NAACP and in law for civil rights. And she tweeted out this morning that it's taken a working and breathing of folks to bring us through this crisis. And we're not done yet, but to be bringing us through it. That it isn't because we just hoped it would be okay, and that we just should just calm down about all this. No, it's because we actually have channeled our anxiety and our anger, and we've brought us through this. This is through 4 years of Trump, and now through this election crisis.
That's a great point. And to do the work.
We have to do the work. We have to do the work. But I want to play another clip here to wrap us up. Crazy Town Train's not going, is not disappearing, right, Steve? I mean, it's going to be there. And we who want to fight against that and want to fight for a just and inclusive democracy simply need to accept that that is part of our world, and we cannot allow it to control us nor to intimidate us. So here's another here's a commenter from the Michigan Canvassing Board yesterday who came in right near the end after the board had certified their ballots and wanted to level her thoughts. And you can hear she's just an average American citizen. She's not out there like blowing up anything, but she has these very clear off the rails senses of what just happened.
My name is Lori McCool. That's LORIMC capital COOL. I would have admonished all of you to delay the certification of the election results until an audit had been completed that would have determined the veracity of each valid and legal vote and every true and accurate vote before you went ahead and certified, but you didn't do that. You didn't allow us all to speak before you certified. So since you did that already, I will just simply say thank you to Norm Schinkel for refusing to certify this fraudulent election. Hold the line. There's so many Democrats on here shooting you down for, standing up for Americans and the right of this constitutional republic to hold free and fair elections. And for the rest of you, I would just say, may God have mercy on your souls, because you're going to need some help when this is over. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
So there you go.
You know, I, as a journalist, I had plenty of occasions over the decades to either watch or attend public hearings. And one of the things I was always, at first I would think, this is crazy, because of the demeanor of the people who listen. right? And they're often electeds. This case, they're, you know, appointed, but, you know, often at city council meetings in Seattle, they're elected, right? And there is that unemotional but pleasant response. You know, here's the rules. Thank you very much. You know, and we saw that the other day in some of these clips where people were being screamed at and their response was, thank you. Your time is up. Thank you. And what you come to realize after a while is, A, those people do great work just sitting there and listening to that and being a part of it, because they must tell themselves, this is how democracy works. This is how democracy works. To hear what people have to say, even with what they have to say is so full of, not in this case, but often so full of vitriol and a lack of rationality. But that's part of what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, this is how democracy works. And we need to show up and be present. Otherwise, that perspective right there carries the day. I am certain in every fiber of my being that we are getting through this post-election day constitutional crisis because Democrats and just good patriots are showing up to fight for this fair, just, accurate, truthful democracy. All right. That's what we're doing. I'm honored to be part of that work. For everybody who's listening to this podcast, that's the work we're doing every single day. We will stay the course. Quick aside, her language of hold the line in that clip, that's a QAnon phrase, hold the line. Kelly Loeffler in Georgia uses it all the time, hold the line. So we need to stay the course and keep our eyes on the prize of democracy, a just and inclusive democracy. That's how we get this done. We show up. So that's where we are, first things today, November 24th.